you gotta think about it, she's not your thing. If you gotta talk about it, she's not your thing. If you gotta think about it, it's over.
from his Obsolete Path album that came out earlier this year. That's Chris Church wrapping up that set of music with Sit Down. Maybe before that, how about some Buffalo Tom? Went back to Skins from, I think, 2011 is when that came out. With She's Not Your Thing. You Am I from the Land Down Under gave us Ribbons and Bows from Deliverance. Also, the Black Keys from the land over in Ohio, from Akron, Ohio. Black Keys with Moneymaker. Went back to El Camino, another 2011 release for that one. And Ween from The Pod with Dr. Rock, starting off the entire set. I am not Dr. Rock. I could be Dr. Mock if you want me to be. Although I didn't get my thesis done, so I had to walk away as less than Dr. Rock or Dr. Mock. But just because you don't get your thesis done does not make you lesser than. It does not. For any listener who might have gotten that far. I'm just rambling. I'm rambling. Hey, I got to remind you that WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by Row House Cinema. I was there just yesterday. Row House Cinema is an independent single-screen theater, and each week they choose a new movie theme. They have concessions, so you can eat and fill your tummy with deliciousness. They're located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com, or call them up at 412-904-3225. Yes, the Moxer did his annual watching of the Christmas classic Die Hard, where they serve you Chinese food at Row House. They do it with all their films, apparently, now on Sunday. It used to just be Die Hard, I think. And now they do them with all. They had a Muppet movie in there. I think they had a Christmas Vacation played, a bunch of stuff. So that's why you always have to go to rowhousecinema.com to find out more of what they've got scheduled in programming, as they are proud supporters of 83 FM WRCT. My Rockin' Attorney has a show. He does it each and every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. It's called Courts in Session. Who is my Rockin' Attorney? Well, he's your Rockin' Attorney, too. If you ever fall into a rock in a hard spot, what you need is a Rockin' Attorney, Eric Jackson Laurie, because he can rock and or roll you out of said situation on the radio. Courts in Session, it's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But the twist is he takes classic artist, and he plays new music by said classic artist. Now, I'm making this a segue into my next song because I got here a little early, and I was back in the record library, and I pulled out a bunch of records and CDs and 8-tracks that I wanted to play tonight, and then I had some time to kill. So I randomly walked around the vinyl section and went to grab a section and just scan through it and see if there's something that caught my eye. And usually by catching my eye, it's something I don't know. So it's a book I'm judging either by its cover, or a band I'm judging by their name. And a song I possibly have never heard, much like this next band. Now, my Rockin' Attorney, I can guarantee, as said Rockin' Attorney, he has heard of this next band. Why? Because they're Canadian. And as a fellow Canuck, he knows all things Canada, because they had to play like a percentage of their music when he was growing up as Canadian artists. Now, the band that I'm going to play started in 1982. This album, which came out in 1985, which is called Salute, features actually Eldo Nova on some guitar on some of the songs. Who's the band? They're called Orphan. I know nothing about them, but I'm going to play them for you. Probably the first time this album's been played in 40 years, if ever, on WRCT. from their 1991 album. That is the Asexuals with Exile from Floontown. Bookending that set of music with a couple bands from the Great White North. Asexuals, a Canadian-based band. And then in the middle there, it was stuck in the 90s. We're actually stuck in the late 80s, early 90s, all over the U.S. of A, 11th Dream Day, before the Asexuals from their their second major label album, which is called Live to Tell, came out back in 1991. And played Rose of Jericho for you. Also from right around that time, Moving Targets, a band out of Boston, Mass, on the Tang record label. Name of the album was Fall Away From Me, the track you heard. Dang Trippers. The Dang Trippers from Iowa City, Iowa, with When Time Runs Out. That one actually came out on the Doggone record label, which was a record label then manager of REM, Jefferson Holt, had out of Athens, Georgia. And what's crazy, I'll tell you before I get to the first song I played. What's crazy, so the Dang Trippers, I believe I'm 99% sure I actually have that album on vinyl. In fact, I'm 100% sure. The radio station has it on vinyl. And then I was at Attic Records a couple years back, and I found a copy on CD. So some poor sap in Pittsburgh decided to sell that album, and I thank you, poor sap, for selling it, because now I have it on CD and vinyl in my personal collection. Orphans started off the entire set from 1985 Salute album with A Woman in Love. Another Canadian-based rock and roll outfit. Mentioned Eldo Nova played on that album. He played only on one track, and it was not that track. Just in case you were like, I gotta know all things Eldo Nova. No, that's just telling you. I'm also telling you that if you're in an emergency, you should call 911. And if you can't call 911, text 911. Southwestern Pennsylvania's wireless consumers can send a SMS text to 911 from a mobile device when they can't actually place a phone call. This feature allows people with maybe hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by the 911 operators. Yep, just enter 911, send. Now, the best thing is, in the message, if you can include your address, your location of the emergency, and what type of help might be needed, fire, police, ambulance, etc., then click send. And then, of course, you're going to get some follow-up questions from the 911 operator, so just keep that in mind. But you can text 911 right here in Allegheny County, but do not text and drive. Do not. Jackson Drive. This public service announcement brought to you by the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council and, of course, your good friends here at the Viva La Mac radio program. If you have a suggestion for a song, I am more than welcome to entertain said suggestion. What you have to do is drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or, being Friday the 26th of 2025, that's what I'm trying to say, you can call me at 412-268-WRCT. That is 412-268-9728. Elf Power here doing a Tall Dwarves cover.
Nothing's gonna happen. Maybe all the ants in the world will sip sweetly at their cup of tea. General direction.
found me when I was young. Sorrow waited, sorrow won. Sorrow they put me on the pill. It's in my honey, it's in my milk. Don't leave my half a heart alone. On the water, cover me in rag and bone. Sympathy, 'cause I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. Sorrow's my body on the waves. Sorrow's a girl inside my cave. I live in a city sorrow built. It's in my honey, it's in my milk. Don't leave my half a heart alone. On the water, cover me in rag and bone. Sympathy, 'cause I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over. My half a heart alone. On the
Mission of Burma wrapping up that set of music with the iconic Academy fight song. Saw Mission of Burma twice in my life. Once was at the Club Cafe here in Pittsburgh. First time they had played Pittsburgh in, I don't know, I'm going to say 25 plus years. Kind of on their reunion thing, things had gotten really hip. They played all tomorrow's parties and a bunch of stuff, and somehow the Club Cafe snagged that show, and I snagged a front row viewing of said show. The other time I saw them was at the Irving Plaza in New York City. One of their, I think it was the very second of their reunion shows, probably 25 years ago. And I'm going to say maybe that was the last time I was at the Irving Plaza in New York City. Grandpa Moxner still has the t-shirt. Okay, before the Mission of Burma, Wire went back to a Pink Flag. 1977 is when that came out with Mannequin. A buddy of mine said he just found an original pressing, first pressing of that album locally, and he purchased it. And then he told me what he paid for it. And God bless you people who are paying that much for old vinyl. The Moxner just can't find a way to do that. God bless you for being able to do that, keeping these local businesses who have those, amongst other things, in business. Before the Wire, REM went back to 1987's document album for Strange, a Wire cover. Had a caller call in and say, "Hey, Moxner, I saw Wire at the Irving Plaza back in 1984. Which put the caller on the cooler than Moxner list. I didn't know where the Irving Plaza was back in 1984. Played some National in that set of music too, from High Violet with Sorrow, and start off the entire set with Elf Power doing their cover of the Tall Dwarves' Nothing's Gonna Happen. Because if you listen to this radio show, you'll realize nothing's gonna happen. Oh, things will happen. We have for an encore listener, in about, I don't know, 12 minutes, nothing's going to happen except for more music from maybe something that's not Viva La Mock. For a Friday, December 26th of 2025 listener, more is going to happen in about 12 minutes as we're getting to the midway point of said program. Ironically, the Mission of Burma, I wasn't really planning on playing until the caller called in and talked about the Irving Plaza and it flashed back a memory. So if you have a suggestion, that's what happens. That's what helps me formulate what I'm going to play. Caller didn't request anything. He just called and told me a story. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Tell me your own story. Tell me if something there's you want to hear. If you want to call me, it's 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. And ironically, in the records I had pulled before my show started, I had pulled something post Mission of Burma. It's consonant. Stop, take a sec, look around. Did you see me in your car? Have you noticed when we talk that the whole world falls away and disappears? Phone code, stolen rendezvous. What a rush, it picks up speed. We're defenseless, we are weak. And the lock to board a train has jumped the tracks. I'm still waiting, waiting for the keys. Maybe then we'll quit while we're behind. It's a hopeless situation, drifting round towards a starting line. We'll be right back. All right, that's another vinyl find from the library. I believe it's a Boston-based band. I didn't do any research to find out anything about them. From a four-song EP they put out back in 1985 called My Car. That was Judy's Tiny Head. Farm Owners was the name of the song. I thought they kept saying something about the bomb, but it was the farm. Damn Boston accent. Anyway, Judy's Tiny Head. Wrapping up that short set of music are the words I'm trying to enunciate for you, because we're getting to the top of the hour, and the top of the hour is at that time when my encore show ends, my Friday Night Live show continues, and a bunch of stuff like that. So before the Judy's Tiny Head, I played Consonant from their self-titled album. I believe it was their debut. Now, after a 19-year hiatus from Mission of Burma, and Mission of Burma was dormant at that point when this came out back in 2002, Clint Connolly of Mission of Burma had this band Consonant. I think they put two albums out. I know Chris Brokaw had played in that. You know Chris from Codeine, Come. Two separate bands. Plays with the Lemonheads, does a bunch of solo stuff. He's a good guy. Anyway, The Kiss, that's the name of the song. I should be telling you things more than just the normal ramblings that I give you. You know, addiction is a disease, in case you were wondering.